violence. Now, why does God let it happen? Answers with Ken Ham, author of the book Genesis and the Decay of the Nations. Ken, whenever something bad happens, we often hear the same question over and over again. Why did God allow this to happen? What's the answer?
We know there have been many episodes of students shooting classmates and teachers to death in America. After one such event, the headline of a newspaper article stated, "Why did God let that happen?" We need to be reminded over and over that it's not God who's to blame. The fact is, it's our fault. You know why? Because we're descendants of Adam. We've all sinned against our Creator, and because of our rebellion, God had to judge the world. What we see happening around us should be a reminder that we're living in a fallen, cursed universe. And not only this, the increasing violence should remind us of something else. All through history, we've seen that the more a nation turns away from God's word, the more perverse and violent a culture becomes. If you really want to do something to help prevent these kinds of things from happening, then start teaching your children that the Bible, beginning with Genesis, is the absolute authority in all areas of life and conduct.
The Bible is also the absolute authority on the true history of the world. That topic is covered in depth by Ken Ham in his free booklet, The Seven Seas of History. Next time you're on the web, go to AnswersRadio.com. All sorts of free booklets are there for you to use at AnswersRadio.com.